You can take it metaphorically. You can also say, I'm going to see some of his conduct, such as marrying a nine-year-old child, in the context of the morality of the 7th century in that part of the world. We've moved on now, and we can say we are not going to judge the Prophet Muhammad's morality in hindsight, but we are not going to follow that morality. And if you look at all the Arab countries, all the Muslim countries, where little girls are married off to older men, they all justify it as that's the way the Prophet did it, and I'm following in the example of the Prophet.
And yet somehow many good people who are Muslims are able to reconcile that, maybe by simply not thinking about the literal fact of that marriage to a nine-year-old. And it would be very painful to them to hear you criticize, you know, the person whom they revere more than anything.
I understand that. But let's empathize with a nine-year-old child living in Saudi Arabia or in Jordan or in Sudan who is being raped night in, night out by someone who is 20 to 30 years older than she is. And that man justifies his act in the name of the Prophet. I do not want to insult or offend fellow Muslims. I just want to say, if we want to change inhuman practices practiced in the name of our faith, then the only way to go about it is to say, we will look at those who are suffering. And it's the young woman who's being raped. It's the Jewish minorities who are being oppressed, or the Christian minorities. We want to stand up for our own rights here in countries where Christians and non-Muslims are a majority. And we are succeeding in that. But when you look at Arab Muslim countries, look at the way they treat minorities. And that's all done in the name of our faith.
How did you come to write this screenplay for a submission, which led to the death of your director?
Theo van Gogh. I was challenged that the Quran says only wonderful things about women. And I thought, I was brought up with the Quran, so I know exactly what the Quran says. And I could find those particular verses in which God, for example, tells husbands, when you fear misconduct, warn your wives, leave them alone in bed and beat them. And there were imams in Spain and in France and in Holland and in England who were preaching from the mosques and who were saying, beat disobedient wives. And so I took verses like those and had them written on women's bodies, actresses, who then depicted the image of a woman who is, for example, beaten, one who is raped. And that was to show, this is how it looks like. To you, it's a holy verse, but when it's carried out, this is what it looks like. And the man who killed Theo van Gogh killed him because he thought the verse was so holy, these were such holy verses, and so great and so elevated, and they were written on a surface so low, women. And that was such an insult to God and to the Quran, that the man who directed and who made this needed to be killed. When we talk about a clash of civilizations, it's not a clash of civilizations. It's this clash. It's a clash of values, and it's this sort of mindset, the value that says a holy text is far more important than a human life, that I fight.